Luxembourgish bank Spurkies has issued a warning about tampered ATMs. 5 cash machines across the network were reported to have been manipulated by fraudsters who mounted a device designed to trap customers' cards, a scam known as card trapping. In the Middle East, Hamas signals a rejection of Israel's latest truce proposal. Hamas has dismissed Israel's latest truce offer, insisting on a full withdrawal from Gaza and a comprehensive deal to end the conflict. The Palestinian militant's chief negotiator spoke out after civil defense rescuers in Gaza said new Israeli airstrikes killed at least 40 people, most of them in camps for displaced civilians, as Israel pressed its offensive in the Palestinian territory. Canada's PM came under fire from the right at a debate on Thursday. Canada's Prime Minister Mark Carney faced sustained attacks from his Conservative rival Pierre Poilievre at an election debate Thursday, but the Liberal leader sought to focus attention on what he calls Canada's top threat, President Donald Trump. Trump's trade war annexation threats have caused broad outrage across Canada, and the Conservative leader Poilievre has faced criticism for directing his ire entirely at the Liberals instead of attacking Washington. France hails a positive process as Europe and US discuss Ukraine ceasefire. France hosted talks at a Ukraine war on the Ukraine war between top US and European officials on Thursday, during which US Secretary of State Marco Rubio again pressed a US peace plan. President Emmanuel Macron's office said the talks launched a positive progress as Europe seeks to be included in efforts to end the three-year-old war. The talks took place as US President Donald Trump's push to end the war stumbles, with Russian President Vladimir Putin rebuffing a complete truce. US President Donald Trump now states he doesn't hold Zelensky responsible for starting Ukraine war, as he met with Italian Prime Minister Giorgio Meloni on Thursday. "I don't hold Zelensky responsible, but I'm not exactly thrilled with the fact that the war started," Trump said. Meloni told reporters that "we've been defending freedom of Ukraine together. Together we can build a just and lasting peace. We support your efforts." For more on these stories and for the latest updates, head to rtltoday.lu. Sport now, as Manchester United beat Lyon 5-4 in a stunning last-minute comeback at Old Trafford. United's season appeared over with just 6 minutes of extra time left at Old Trafford as they trailed 4-2, despite Lyon being reduced to 10 men at 2-2. A Bruno Fernandes penalty kick-started the comeback before Kobbie Mainoo and Harry Maguire struck to spark wild scenes of celebrations. "In this stadium, in this club, you always have that feeling that anything can happen, and today was another day like that," said Man U coach Ruben Amorim. Formula One news. Spain's Formula One golden oldie, Fernando Alonso, set a date on his retirement on Thursday, saying he won't be behind the wheel at 50. The 43-year-old leads Aston Martin into their 100th F1 race on Sunday at the Saudi Arabian Grand Prix with the verve and enthusiasm of a driver half his years.
The weather is brought to you by
CMCM, your health mutual for extra coverage.
It's going to be a grey and wet Friday with cloud and rain forecast for the morning and lunchtime, but it should dry up later in the day. Temperatures starting at 4 to 5 and raising to a maximum of 13 by the end of the day.